Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
This is Tim from Popcorn Podcast, and you're listening to Zero Dark Nerdy.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us here at Zero Dark Nerdy, the world's most notorious pop culture podcast. This is your boy Brian, aka El Nino, and today I am joined with
Mateo, aka Don Mega.
Jerry, aka Jadon, aka Dance Zemo Dance.
Haven't seen it yet, but I sure am seeing it on social media. Brian Saber, Captain Cleveland, Browns, Cavs, Cleveland baseball team, CLE till I die. I got news.
Oh, yes, he does. Oh, yes,
I got news. Your boy done got that J&J today, baby. I beat COVID. At noon, I got the Johnson & Johnson. I feel terrible right now.
I heard that was the worst one.
Yo, yeah. But, you know, one take saved, man. I do it in one take, baby. I'm not going back twice for that shit. So anyway.
I did.
I beat COVID. We won. Go get your shots.
There you go. So we are getting ready to kick off our final episode for season 3. I can't believe we're coming up on year 3 of Zero Dark Nerdy. Season 4 of the podcast getting ready to come your way. Before we get started, our man Saba has a word from one of our sponsors from the Believe Podcast Network.
BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. The Masters is here. BetOnline has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. It's the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. Head to betonline.ag with your computer or mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first bet. BetOnline, your online sports book experts.
One take, Saba strikes again. So we sent out a survey, I think, what, like a month or two ago, something like that. It's been a little bit. So we do this every year. It's the Oscars for pop culture, a.k.a. the Nerdies.
The Nerdies.
So we're going to, you know, go through the ones that we sent out to the fans. And then individually, we all have kind of our own favorite, least favorite thing, whatever it may be for 2020. Do want to give a big shout out to Jordan Brown, one of the original five horsemen. I got the four horsemen here, but the fifth horseman, Jordan Brown's at work tonight. Big shout out to Green Valley Grill. Woo! And of course, the rest of our amazing podcast, my daughter Jordan, Courtney, Nicole, Tim, and good old Dennis. Big shout out to you guys as well. And please, big shout out to our amazing fans out there. I cannot believe that we're getting ready to hit year 3, season 4. It's very surreal. So I'm excited, nervous, all that fun stuff. So we'll go and get started with the first category,
which was... hear a little quiver there?
Yes, of course.
Yes, dude, cries every episode.
Shut the hell up. So we had the first category was Best New Show of 2020, and your nominees were Lovecraft Country, Hunters, Space Force, Dave, Little Fires Everywhere, Star Trek Picard, and then some write-in votes. This one was a tie, so we're going to leave it up to us here at Zero Dark Nerdy to see if we can break that tie. Okay. It was a tie between Dave and Lovecraft Country. Let me go ahead and start with Saba on this one, and then we'll go to Jerry and then Matthew.
Well, I haven't seen Lovecraft Country, so we're going to go with Lil Dicky, LD. Love Dave, great writing, great acting, great show. They just wrapped season 2 this week. I saw that, Lil Dicky posted about it on social, so I'm going to go with Dave. Great show, FX.
True. Jerry.
Cool. I saw a little bit of Lovecraft Country. I made a few trivia questions about it. Didn't really see it. Didn't really see Dave either. So I don't know. I was just watching a bunch of old stuff during the pandemic. The shut-in.
Shut-in.
No, that was me. I was a shut-in. But if I had to pick one or the other, I'd go Lovecraft Country because it's supposed to be super sci-fi and... That's up my alley.
Are we going
to? I love Dave though.
Is there a tie coming between?
It might be.
Did you go yet?
No, I haven't gone yet.
I started to invest in Lovecraft Country as it came out.
We've all missed the R on craft.
Lovecraft.
Me, you, and Jerry have all called it Lovecraft Country.
Welcome to my world of butchering words.
We'll be that for today. We'll be that. Lovecraft
Country. So I invested in that as soon as it came out. And it was very sci-fi.
Yes.
So but it bounced around so far that I couldn't keep up. I had to pay too much attention. With Dave, I laughed every single time. I looked forward to every single episode. And the very last episode was fucking genius. So I'm going to go with Dave.
I couldn't agree more. So Dave will take the tiebreaker. Very enjoyable show. Love Little Dicky. Gata is fantastic. His story, especially about his just kind of depression, the mental illness stuff, that's actually very true. And that's actually like his road dog in real life as well. So great cast, incredibly funny. If you've not seen Dave yet, check it out on FX. And they just wrapped up season two. So hopefully we get that at the end of the year.
This show got five write-ins.
You know what I want? You know what I want?
It don't matter.
I want to hear the write-ins, man.
Well, I don't have them.
You don't have them?
No. I read them today and I've already forgotten.
I read them too, but
we do this every year. I want to know what the write-ins are.
I'll let you know after the show. So for those of you that wrote in, we appreciate it.
We encourage write-ins, even though Brian is...
We encourage it, but he might not make it up.
Even though Brian is discouraged.
Well, he might not acknowledge it. He
doesn't even say who wrote it in either. So, you know. All right, keeping it going. So we got so that was the best new show of 2020. Then we have our favorite show of 2020, and the nominees are The Mandalorian Season 2, Better Call Saul Season 5, The Boys Season 2, Tiger King, Ozark Season 3, and The Queen's Gambit. And no surprise here, Mandalorian Season 2, hands down, best show of 2020.
I think I voted for The Queen's Gambit.
I watched it as it was like one movie.
Oh, Ashley binged through it in one day.
Yeah. I thought that shit was fucking phenomenal. Yeah,
it was dope. Like, but you can't, I mean.
The idea of like this alcoholic, like.
Pill popper.
Pill popping. Yeah, she was a pill popper.
But she drank too. She did drink
the
I guess that's not a part of pill popping.
God,
the,
damn.
The substance abusive chess player.
But she was conditioned that way.
Yeah, but that shit was good. But I think Mandalorian is
the way it ended is
the right winner. Yeah.
I mean, come on, it's Star Wars. It's the very first Star Wars television show, fully sanctioned by Disney, the new owners of said property. Like, it blew all of our minds. I didn't think it was going to be that good, and it's fucking great. Phenomenal. so good. I can't wait for all that new extended stuff that they're talking about in the Star Wars world and the Marvel world, really.
You want to expand on that, maybe?
Well,
you can't just tease us like that, Jerry.
Well, there's a few shows coming up. That Obi-Wan show is going to follow up nicely. Also, we got a good tease at the end of Mandalorian Season 2 for the Book of Boba Fett that's coming out. That's going to be coming, and it's just going to continue the story that George Lucas put forth, and Dave Filoni and Jon Favreau are going to, I don't know, he's passed the torch to those guys, and I fully trust whatever they want to do.
And it was announced today that Din Djarin will be in the Book of Boba, so.
Yes, apparently they gave him enough money.
Yeah.
Who's Obi-Wan? Are they keeping the same Obi-Wan?
Yeah, it's Ewan McGregor. Hayden
Christensen's in it, too. Yep.
No shit.
Yeah. Yep.
Hayden Christensen as Darth Vader.
I'm sure he's happy.
He doesn't need to. He's fucking...
So it's set 10 years? It's set 10 years after the events of episode 3. And apparently I saw yesterday on social media that Obi-Wan has learned the art of being able to talk to... The dead Jedi. So you, I think we're going to get Liam Neeson as well.
Yeah.
Liam Neeson.
Qui-Gon.
Liam Neeson's in my shit. Yeah.
Liam Neeson. And then what? Samuel Jackson too. I mean, a fuck
yeah.
Man in there.
Yeah. And then
Mace Windu.
And he's then I also saw today that Into the Spider-Verse 2 will feature the 90s animated Spider-Man, which is cool.
Complete with that voice actor.
Yeah, it was a good show.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah.
All right. That's
good. Can't wait.
I did like two of them that ranked in this poll. Mandalorian for sure, but then Schitt's Creek came in second.
Yep.
That was an amazing show. That came out of nowhere.
That was an amazing show before people knew it was an amazing show.
Right. Right. Yep. No, I mean, yeah, people jumped on the bandwagon for sure, but that show has been consistently funny the entire time. Mm-hmm. It's just we finally caught up with it, and it was very emotional. Okay. And they, you know, they're not, you know, stretching it out. They did their thing, and now they're done.
Ended very well.
They can all move on to other projects now.
We'll see. So in between going through the six categories that we let all of you, our amazing fans out there, vote on, we also have our own just pop culture awards, you know, again, likes, dislikes, things like that. So we're going to start with Mateo, a.k.a. Don Mega, with his award for 2020.
Okay, so I actually texted these to Don earlier because I wasn't going to remember them. My category was best what the fuck moment of 2020.
Okay, I like it. I like it.
And I kind of want to get your opinions on this. First off, I'm going to say best photobomb, the fly in Mike Pence's hair. That was awesome. Best what the fuck moment. We're going to say Mike Pence's fly, Four Seasons landscaping interview, anything about Kanye West, Giuliani, period. Not only getting outed in Borat, but also when he farted twice.
or when his hair dye was like dripping all over his face.
And Jada Pinkett's entanglement.
Ooh. Ooh.
So those are my best what the fuck moments.
I feel bad for Will.
So do you have a winner for that?
You remember
what would be?
I would say Giuliani. One?
Giuliani.
All I'm going to say is you remember Will's face?
Oh,
like God. We can't.
He was like,
"Bitch, it's a meme.
We can't vote for that."
Oh, yeah. Okay. On the strength of Will,
I've always heard that they had an open relationship, though.
Evidently not.
Apparently not. Because Will was crushed.
Yeah.
Somebody
he
got
was crying.
Yeah. Somebody got too familiar.
Big Willie style.
She got real comfortable with that shit. She made her own definition. It's okay.
That Borat movie was funny.
I got to go Giuliani with that too.
I mean, it was dumb funny, but it was really funny.
Yeah,
it was.
I mean, he's spot just, on. He's become.
And people said they hated it. They said it was the worst one.
Yeah, I'm gonna go.
Is that the next one?
I'm going Giuliani. No. Oh,
we are gonna switch over to the music side real quick before we get to Jerry.
Did we vote for Giuliani?
Yeah, Giuliani's fart, or just Giuliani. Period.
Giuliani's fart.
That's what we do here. Expect the unexpected from Zero Dark Nerdy. All right, next category, favorite song of 2020. Honestly, I don't feel like going down this list, but I will. Just a little bit. We got WAP. Oh, Lord. I'm a Savage by Megan Thee Stallion. Not the Stallion. The Stallion. What else we got? Doja Cat, Say So, Drake featuring, and then it cuts off. But it didn't get any votes.
Because it's Drake.
It got no votes, and that's not exactly Matthew's favorite. Lady Gaga's Stupid Love. Da Baby featuring Roddy Ricch. Dua Lipa, Don't Start Now. And then a couple write-in votes. The Weeknd, Blinding Lights, is the winner, though, for Song of 2020. I'm good with that.
It was everywhere.
It was everywhere.
I'm just not a fan of that person.
After seeing Dua Lipa on the Grammys with her performance.
Dua Lipa's dope.
She's on my list, boy.
But which list exactly are you talking about?
The list.
Let's clarify here.
The list.
Okay. Okay. I actually liked WAP.
Yeah.
I
Who doesn't like WAP?
Who doesn't like WAP? I thoroughly enjoyed it, actually.
No, I mean, normally that's the case.
Let's keep going.
Yeah. All right. Before we get to most lit movie of 2020, Jerry, what is your 2020 award going to? And what is the category for you?
Well, I've got 1.5. Ooh. So my actual full one is the most fucked up death from The Boys season 2.
Ooh, good one.
There were a lot of deaths. Honorable mentions, Black Noir ripping that dude's head off at the beginning. Mm-hmm. Homelander versus Homelander clone. That was kind of weird. But my top three are as follows. Number 3, Homelander getting the tug job from Stormfront and crushing the dude's head on the wall.
Haven't we all wanted to do that? Well,
but it's like the ultimate, like, how would you like to be that guy?
Yeah. You have to watch someone getting a hand job as your skull is being crushed. Right.
At one point, he's just like, kill me.
Get this over with.
Fuck. And number two would be when the guys crashed the boat into the whale and impaled it into death. That was pretty funny. That's completely the deep's fault. Hopefully... Definitely, that was a CGI whale, so no whales were harmed.
Yes.
But number one, oh my God, Kimiko ripping that dude's face off.
Wow.
That was awesome. The most gruesome shit I've ever seen in my life. It still gives me nightmares. She is the coolest member of the boys, for sure. Mm-hmm. And then another honorable mention, that Fanta church guy's head blowing up. I was waiting for that shit.
God, he was
that was so great. And then my half of a category, my favorite Mark Hamill sighting in 2020. Number one is obviously him de-aged showing up at the end of The Mandalorian as Luke Skywalker. I think that blew everybody's nips off. Mm-hmm. But then he also cameoed on What We Do in the Shadows in 2020, and that's one of my favorite shows. It's, if you like the movie, you'll love this show. It's so funny, and Waititi's in charge of all of it, so you'll love it.
Vampire comedy.
But he popped up there. Check, so that's it. That's my thing.
It did blow my nips off.
Nips gone.
He's still trying to find them. So before we get the most lit movie of 2020, I do want to give a big shout out to sunstashes.com. That is SunStaces. So these guys didn't know I was getting ready to do this. They provide these really, really awesome pop culture sunglasses. So we're each going to wear one as we go over the most lit movie of 2020.
Yes, please.
So there you go. Who wants Krusty?
Oh, Krusty.
Let me see what the other option is.
I want that one.
All right, we'll switch up because I get Jason. So there we go. Again, sunstashes.com. I met them at Toy Fair a couple years ago. God, I cannot wait for conventions and trade shows to come back. But really cool shades, all kinds of different, companies, animation, stuff like that.
That's great.
Really, really fun sunglasses. Great company. So again, big shout out to sunstashes.com for these cool shades. So we will rock them. Jada, I may rock it the entire show.
I love these.
I knew he was going to get that.
Oh, Jerry, my God.
There's pictures of you like that.
I've got my own hat.
He's going to wear this at trivia night.
Yeah. No, these are great.
I'll come visit you at trivia with these on.
There you go. So, all right, let's get to most lit movie of 2020. Lit. Options are Bad Boys for Life. The Gentleman. I know I've got this like right next to my face. Tenet. Onward, Soul, Wonder Woman 84, The Old Guard, Sonic the Hedgehog, Host, Hamilton, and then I think like two people wrote in votes. But the winner by about three votes is The Gentleman. Yeah. Came out right before COVID really hit. I think it's still one of the last movies I saw in the theater, to be honest with you.
Because you and I saw it.
Yeah.
What the fuck is the host?
I have no idea. I think it's a horror movie.
Some Parasite.
It was a Parasite type of shit. Guy Ritchie definitely came back with the thunder. Amazing cast. The only thing that was missing was Jason Statham, but now they have that new movie coming out that he's going to be in.
Yeah.
And it was just well-written. It was funny. It's everything you would expect from a Guy Ritchie movie. And of course, McConaughey. Killed it. Did I say that right?
Chilled it.
So I fucked up and chilled it, but I actually said his name right. So awesome movie. What are your guys' thoughts on this
one? Man,
round?
I like Soul. Soul was fantastic.
I just watched it for the first time the other night.
Did you feel things?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I thought the message, was, outstanding about your
spark. Right, but it's a new perspective on how that should happen.
Yeah, about your spark and sort of what drives you in life. I really like Soul. I did vote for I did vote for the gentleman, but I will say this. I did not think Bad Boys for Life was as bad as some people did.
It wasn't bad.
No. They're making three more sequels.
Three?
That might be too much.
I feel like they wasted the name, though, because they should have saved Bad Boy for Life on part four.
I think what they're going to end up...
my opinion.
What they're going to try to do...
What would you have
do,
called part three?
Bad Boys 3.
Bad Boys. Bad Boys again.
Trace.
Bad Boy.
Take that. I'm gonna save my little gripe for, and Jerry, any comments about the movie round?
No. I did like seeing classic Jim Carrey in Sonic the Hedgehog.
Yeah,
jumping back to his wacky ass shit.
Like, not enough of him. Yeah. But at the end,
but it was nice to see that again.
The sequel's coming.
And that movie went under the radar too because it was like right before COVID.
Right,
because nobody wanted to see it after they showed up that fucked up Sonic, and then they said, "Okay, we changed it."
Talk about,
and then it was like it came out on like 4th of July,
yeah,
or some shit. So yeah, nobody cared at that point.
Yeah, that's true. All right, Saba.
Nice. All right, so what did I do for mine? So I wanted to try to incorporate the essence of last year.
These are really cool.
Into mine. I think one of the silver linings, and there aren't many, one of the silver linings of 2020 was that the dynamics of sort of the shutdown and quarantine forced people, i.e. celebrities and entertainers, to become more creative. Mm-hmm. Yep. And they took everything to live stream. So especially for a few months there. So what I am going to do is I'm going to pick my favorite live stream, not necessarily moment, but live stream broadcast as a whole of 2020. First and foremost, obviously the versus battles.
Thank God for that.
Manny Fresh and Scott Storch, RZA and DJ Premier.
First it was Swiss and Timbaland.
They're the creators of it too, right?
Because they did it once and then we're like, oh, we got something here.
Yeah.
Did you watch the one last week, the Isley Brothers and Earth, Wind, and Fire?
Not yet, because I need to be alone.
It was
candles lit.
Yeah, I need to set a mood for that one, man.
The next one is...
The Raekwon and Ghostface one?
Was awesome. Jesus. But the next one is Method Man and Redman.
And Redman.
On 420. Yeah.
So I think Versus was outstanding. Questlove. For a lot of people that like the Roots and know the Roots and know Questlove sort of as the drummer for the Tonight Show house band, you know, he's part of one of the most influential hip-hop groups of all time. And one of the things ever since they moved to New York... to do the Jimmy Fallon show, he started to become do DJ sets. So any night of the week, you can go, especially on the
Brooklyn Bowl
in Brooklyn, and, mm-hmm. and catch him on his DJ set. Well, he wasn't able to do that. So what he would do during quarantine is do like 4, 5, 6 hour DJ sets where he featured an artist. And one that I remember, he actually did a part one and part two where he did Prince. Mm-hmm. He did all Prince songs for like 4 hours, and then he did another one.
He did that for Michael Jackson, too.
Yeah, he did it for Michael Jackson. Yeah. He did it for Whitney Houston.
Yeah, I think we watched that at your place.
We were watching. Oh, okay. You guys came over, and I was watching it on my TV. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that was really great. And I'm going to say another one. This is kind of off the wall. Barstool Sports, the CEO, the sort of front man for Barstool Sports, his name's Dave Portnoy, for those of you that don't know. He did this thing for about 3-4 weeks where he was encouraging people to send things to him in his house.
Random shit.
But like people got smart after about 3 days and started realizing it was an opportunity to promote their products.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Fuck,
because
I wish we would've
done
that.
He was getting like 5,000 packages. He was opening packages at night for like 6 hours.
Jeez.
Opening it up. People send him stuff. So, and this crazy because one night there was like, that Questlove was DJing, and then I would click another IG live and it was Versus was on. And then I would click another IG live and it's Dave Portnoy. He's getting like 100,000 people watching him just open these random packages from people. So I think when I think of 2020, those are the three things that I will think of.
And we ain't send him shit.
No. We didn't send him nothing.
I dropped the ball on that one. We didn't send him nothing.
I will say, though, I got to believe, you know, versus the versus battles are here to stay.
I hope so.
It's going to continue to expand. So I got to say the winner of, you know, the best live streamed content of 2020
bless you.
Is the versus battles.
Excellent. Okay. Excellent. God, that's a good one.
How about them live DJ sets, though?
Yeah,
I do love those live
aside DJs. From Questlove.
Yeah,
I went to Brooklyn Bowl. He does it every Thursday. He calls it Bowl Train.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
you know,
Soul Train for those yes. those yeah. the, for our younger audience out there.
It was a show.
Look up Soul Train.
So it's Bowl Train, and he's every Thursday, and then it's a theme every Thursday. When I was there, for whatever reason, he couldn't make it, so he called in a fill in, and it was Talib Kweli.
Damn, I was gonna ask if that's where you got the picture.
That
at.
Is where I got the picture of me and Kweli.
Wow.
Yeah, I was like stunned.
Not a bad substitute DJ.
But yeah, those guys know way too much about music. I thought I knew not a lot.
Yeah, I mean, and if you look at Questlove shit too, I mean, it's just crates on crates.
I think a lot of it comes from sampling, right? I mean, these guys are just digging through records, trying to find that sample, that little snippet that they can use to put in their music. Maybe not so much Questlove, but no, definitely.
Questlove, his dad was in like a Five Heartbeats type shit. Like he was in a band. He was in it. So Questlove was in it at that time.
Questlover.
So he saw all of that shit.
He is in up. Soul.
Is and then Soul. They just won what?
And Donnell Rollins.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ashy Larry.
Ashy Larry. Marcy's son. I forgot he said that. Well, for those of you listening on the podcast, we're going to take just a quick little time out for our next sponsor spot.
Now on digital, Sean Patrick Flannery stars in the action-packed thriller Assault on VA 33. Army veteran Jason Hill is visiting his VA hospital when terrorists infiltrate the building and take hostages. Outnumbered, Hill finds he is now the last line of defense against the armed insurgents and must take back the building and save his wife before it's too late. Bring home the action and buy or rent Assault on VA 33 on digital tonight. Rated R from Paramount Pictures.
All right, and we are back. So next category is worst movie of 2020. And your nominees are Wonder Woman 84, The New Mutants, Mulan, Save Yourselves, Color Out of Space, good old Nick Cage, Borat, subsequent movie film, Bill and Ted Face the Music, and then I think we had like one write-in vote. So this one is a tie as well, and it is Wonder Woman 84 and Borat. Subsequent movie
film. What are y'all watching, yo? This Borat was hilarious. Wonder Woman 84 wasn't terrible.
Right.
They dropped the ball, though, man.
They dropped the ball, yeah.
That story was dumb.
Did you see Mulan?
No.
That shit was garbage.
I didn't think Mulan was that bad.
I knew.
I thought the visuals were pretty.
Bill and Ted. Did anybody see Bill and Ted?
No.
I don't think I met a single.
That's
person.
The worst.
Because I don't want to ruin
nobody
it.
Nobody saw it.
I don't want to ruin my memories of the good times.
The good times. Who wants to see a grown ass Keanu Reeves being a
Sam Demas High School football dude. Rules? Well, which one do you got to pick to break the tie, though?
Between Borat and Wonder
between
Woman?
Between Borat and Wonder Woman.
Which one was worse? I can't do that. Wonder Woman. Wonder Woman was worse. Yeah. Borat made me laugh.
I liked the Borat movie.
And Giuliani.
Yep. There you go. Borat, Giuliani, Saba.
I didn't see either of them.
You didn't even see Wonder Woman?
I didn't see it. I didn't
have you like Gal.
I do. I love her. She's on the list.
This is growing. List.
No.
By the minute,
the aforementioned.
It's funny
list.
That those two come up because those are the only two. I haven't put a lot of time into the list yet. Look, the co-host.
Don't
of,
though. Like,
the, yeah. The co-host of the water cooler, Luke Crocker, has like his list. And then he's got like his honorable mentions list. Mm-hmm. And then he's got his 50 and over age bracket. He's got these lists on his phone of these women that like, if you know, the list, if I
know the
if
list.
You see, just in you case. Know, yeah. So, and his wife apparently has a list too. They got a lot of lists in that house. Anyway, so I'm over there and I'm like,
Step one.
I need to build a list. So I'm like, all right, Gal Gadot. So you got, hold on.
Dylon.
Hold on.
Because I spit hot fire.
You got to say it right. Gal Gadot. She it's Israeli, so it's got this little thing on it. Oh. And then Dua Lipa. Look, if it was up to me,
well then,
if it was up to me, it would be Gal Saber. You know what I mean?
Oh. Sorry, Courtney. I love you.
Courtney, well, understands.
Now we know his list.
All right, I'm gonna vote for Borat because I love Wonder Woman.
Damn, it comes down to me, huh? I gotta go.
You saw them.
I did. I got to go with Borat because it did make me laugh. Wonder Woman 84. No, I said it did make me laugh. Okay. Yeah. So, you know, Wonder Woman 84.
But this is for the vote for the worst.
Right. Yeah.
So the worst would be Wonder Woman.
So worst would be Wonder Woman. Yes. I apologize.
I voted for you, Gal.
So, sorry, Wonder Gal. Wonder Woman. And it wasn't Gal. It was just a story.
It was a rock ridiculous phallus that granted wishes. It was and stupid. Again,
they take a great actor like Pedro Pascal and just butcher it. Just butcher the shit out of it. So Zack Snyder, please come back to DC and just be the Kevin Feige of DC that we all need.
Ever since I saw him in, I don't know, what was that movie with the 007 shit?
Oh, you saw, that was your first time seeing him? What was it? The dude with Eggsy.
Yeah, Eggsy.
The second one.
Kingsman.
Yeah.
I saw him in that shit. I'm like, I don't want to see anything else with him.
Did you not watch
Game of Thrones? And now he's in everything. Oh, but he was the guy.
Yeah, he was awesome. Yeah. Oberyn Martell, right?
He's in Narcos, too.
Yeah, right? Oh, he's great in Narcos. Yeah.
I did see him in Game of Thrones.
He's great.
He got his skull crushed in by the fucking mountain.
Yes, he did.
Yep. And I wasn't mad.
All right, so
he had sex with his sister. So.
I got yeah,
he, another yeah. one. Another that, one of those.
That part. Another one of those.
Well, in Game of Thrones. If Game of Thrones, if you ain't fucking your sister or your cousin, you ain't doing it right.
I love Flather's explanation on why he doesn't watch Game of Thrones. He obviously saw the wrong episode or whatever it may be. He was like, every time I put it on, there's a guy getting ass raped in the woods. I'm like, that was one fucking episode. Shout out to Flathers and Stumbles, by the way. All right, so the last one that the fans got to vote on, video game of 2020. I mean, there were some bangers. Obviously, we were, you know, quarantined. They were pumping them out like there was no other. So we have... All right. So we got Cyberpunk 2077, Final Fantasy VII Remake, Call of Duty, Black Ops, Cold War, The Last of Us Part II, Doom Eternal, Ghost of... How do you say that?
Tsushima.
Thank you.
Tsushima.
You know I was going to butcher that. Animal Crossing, and then write-in votes. This one was probably the biggest shocker to me, just because of Last of Us 2, as well as Final Fantasy VII Remake. But Animal Crossing took that.
Because y'all some bitches.
Hey, by one vote.
Sometimes you don't want to kill. You just want to dig up turnips and love. Shit.
I thought Cyberpunk was fucking awesome.
What are your thoughts on your best?
It had too many, like, it was fucked up.
It
like,
was it glitchy.
Yeah, glitchy as
but
fuck.
But the world was big, open. I really like Cyberpunk. They're going to fix it, and it's gonna be just like Grand Theft Auto 5, where, you know, 5 years from now, there's going to be a lot of shit going on. I think, even though, like, Animal Crossing was great, Call of Duty's great, I think when we look back on this year, 3 or 4 years from now, Cyberpunk is going to have the longest staying power and the ability to sort of develop and evolve over time. But I thought it was great. I loved it.
I hope you're right, because I mean, we got to remember.
Did you finish it?
No, but they're doing all these updates with it. And I know that they're spending some time. They talked about how end of Q2, they were going to do sort of this mass update that fixed the glitches. I'm probably about 65-70% through. But they're going to do this big update, fix all the glitches. They're going to start adding side quests and things like that to make it a lot bigger. So I said, okay, I had fun. Let's.
So you're done with it, pretty much. Even when the glitch, when they no, fix when all they, that well, shit.
I'll pick it back up.
Well, hopefully it's going to be like Grand Theft Auto. I mean, the first two were just, you know, what was it? It was almost like an Atari game where you can only see the top and it was a car and shit. It wasn't until 3. Where you got to do all kinds of open world shit.
They gave you the world.
Kill hookers, get your money back, all that stuff. So we'll see. We'll see.
You know, same Tuesday.
You know,
just a regular Tuesday. All right. So
yeah, this is shit, though. The Last of Us 2. clearly.
Oh, no, no. Yeah, that's right. So I wanted to get your feedback on video games.
It was just, no, that's it. Last of Us 2. Don't play anything else. It's the best game. It's the game of the year. It's won so many awards. Cyberpunk, I stayed away from only because of the glitches.
Right.
And you don't want to play it if you have a Xbox One X or a PlayStation 4. You only want
Cyberpunk because the glitches are worse.
Yeah, you only want to play Cyberpunk if you have the next
the PS5. Console. Yes, yes.
For now,
the apartment size PlayStation 5. God, those fuckers are massive.
Check out the unboxing video.
There you go, Jerry. Do you have a favorite video game from last year?
Nope.
Man of many words, right there.
The only one I played was Animal Crossing, and I enjoyed it so.
Okay. So what I did,
I love the Switch.
Switch is cool.
Is I did the Unity Award of 2020. And to me, this was kind of, we didn't know it at the time, but a very kind of defining moment. And it was right when COVID hit. So I don't know how Netflix did what they did, but it was perfect timing for Tiger King to come out. It was 7 episodes of just, I literally thought it was a mockumentary. Because the shit was like, so ridiculous. This can't be real. So absurd. And Joe Exotic and company out there. I mean, 7 episodes of just craziness. We did an episode on it, so please be sure to check it out. But the fact that they dropped it, I think they were like, they didn't know what to do with it. And they're like, the country's on lockdown. Now's the time to drop Tiger King.
Like, I didn't even think of the timing aspect of it. But yes, that's perfect.
Yeah. And I mean, when else will we watch that? Because if you normally would see a preview for something like that, especially nowadays when the world's opened back up for the most part, you know, you'd be like, oh, fuck all this show or fuck this show. But now, you know, at that time, it was literally right when we got locked down and it came out and it was just so insane and uncomprehensible. Right. And it was just like watching a car wreck. Like you couldn't stop watching it.
I've never seen it.
Wow.
You're missing out on life, man.
Yeah. I've never seen The Princess Bride.
I wouldn't know about that.
Still?
Oh,
Come on, man.
And then I do have one more, and this is the most confusing movie of 2020.
Tenet.
And it is Tenet. I love Christopher Nolan. I love you. We would love to have you on the show. I think at this point now you have to be a rocket scientist or have a master's in like astrophysics or something else to watch your films. I thought was John David Washington or Denzel Washington's son was John great. Mm-hmm. Robert Pattinson was fantastic. I thought the acting was really good, but I was lost the entire time. Here's a
quote. How many times did you try? Just once?
Oh, no. Yeah. I watched it again. Just to try.
You watched it twice?
Just to try.
Literally, I was going to say, here's a quote from my boss. He said, Ryan, the fourth time it really starts to and he was serious as a motherfucker. I was like, yeah.
I like that, though. He's determined to get that shit.
Yeah, he is, man. He's like, listen. He's like, Ryan, man, the fourth time it really started to click.
That is definitely going to be the soundbite for the show. And I mean, a lot of his movies, like even one of his first ones, Memento, I really love. I mean, the movie literally starts with the end and then just goes backwards. And Guy Pearce is fantastic in it. But this one, just with the technology and everything else and the kind of time travel, it was really hard to just catch up. That's just my opinion.
Didn't he did Inception too, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Support for our podcast is brought to you by Just Live, a trusted source for high-quality wellness CBD products created by athletes just for you. I know I've had a hard time getting some good sleep lately, and that's why Just Live came out with their new CBD gummy line. Right now, if you buy one of their gummy products, you get one free. There are 6 different benefits to choose from, and instead of just choosing one, visit justlive.com and use code SUPPORT to buy one, get one free. Buy one, get one free of the new gummies line with code SUPPORT at justlive.com. That's buy one, get one free at justlive.com using code SUPPORT.
So I was listening to Two Guys Named Chris today. Big shout out to Two Guys Named Chris, a radio show here in Greensboro, North Carolina.
And both of their names are Chris.
In case you didn't know.
Do you get it?
Yeah.
Chris Kelly and Chris Dim.
We actually gave them a present way back when. We gave them their Golden Girls cereal.
That's right. That's right.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, wrapped it.
Yeah, you did.
It was awesome.
And they gave us a shout out, too. That's back when we were multi-popsural. Now we're all grown up and called Zero Dark Nerdy.
Fuck me. You know I got it.
So they did a segment called It's 2021. Can We Stop? And they just went over a lot of topics as far as, can we stop picking on this? Can we stop supporting this, this, that, and the other? So I sent it to these guys today. And this time I think we'll start with Saba and then go to Jerry and then Matthew and then myself on this one.
I didn't see it or hear it, so I don't fucking know. But I'm going to say this. Can we stop pretending like, maybe we're not pretending anymore, but it's 2021. Can we stop having to answer, like, go back to answering the door when Uber Eats drops food off? Like, there's no reason for me to walk out there and have that uncomfortable moment where, you know, they're handing me the food and all that. Like, don't ring my fucking doorbell. Just get to my house. Leave that shit on the fucking, I know you're there because the app tells me when you get there. Just leave the food and go.
Is
and
that then, not an option, though? You can tell them to, like, yeah, leave
it. But it is now. I don't want to go back.
Drop it off and fuck off.
Yeah, yeah. I don't want to go back. Because, look, I'm hungover. Like, I look like I'm hungover. You know, it's like 6 o'clock. I'm just coming out of bed for the first time in the day. My hair, I got minimal hair left, but, you know, the part that's left is all over the place. I don't want to interact with you right now. So I'm going to say it's 2021. Matt? Can we stop with the handoff from Uber Eats at the door?
Jesus. Do not you look lazy at motherfucker. Or even come near touching Saba. Big shout out to Matt Bowes out there, Page up, High Bose? School in the building. My sister Janet. Hey.
He had the dope Audi.
That's right, he did. He was the first person I ever met with an Audi.
He had the dope Audi.
Hi, Janet.
Hey, Janet.
All right, so Jerry, what's your can we stop in 2021?
Well, I thought about it for a minute, and I thought about Hollywood right now.
Okay.
And so my thing is, it's 2021. Can we stop casting Pedro Pascal and Oscar Isaac as everybody?
Every fucking thing. Why? I like he's Oscar in The Last Isaac. Of Us.
That's right.
He's the last. He's they, Joel. Get the fuck out of here.
They're great, man. Okay? They're great. But they don't need to be in every fucking movie.
You know who should have been Joel?
Dude from Game of Thrones.
Andrew Lincoln.
Is that him?
Ooh, no. Guy from Walking Dead.
Walking Dead, yeah.
You think he wants to do more zombie shit now?
Okay, come on. No,
but it's not completely zombie shit.
He's been fucking working.
Survival shit.
Yeah. Oh, I love Andrew Lincoln.
He don't need to work anymore.
Yeah, he's about Andrew to Lincoln. Get that movie money.
I want to go back to the theater. I'm sick of hacking zombies to death.
So wait a minute. For this. You hate Oscar Isaac?
They are great.
Saturation, oversaturation.
Yeah, they're getting all the big parts.
Okay.
What was the last one he got? He just got a brand. He just got a good
Moon Knight.
He's fucking Moon Knight. He'll probably be a great Moon Knight.
No, you know what he meant? He's like, I don't even know what Moon Knight is.
But it's.
He did?
Well, yeah, but Tobey Maguire said that he never read a fucking Spider-Man comic book in his life when he was cast as Spider-Man. So
yeah, maybe, and then he danced in Spider-Man 2, and it was all
three.
So wait a minute, what's Oscar Isaac? Man, what don't whatever, you like fuck. Oscar Isaac in?
He was a crappy Apocalypse.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. Apocalypse.
Maybe I'm just holding grudges for those X-Men movies.
Yeah, that was like
four but you're years right, ago. Though.
It was horrible.
Yeah. You're right, man.
It's like an old man.
It Weird. Was. All right. Jerry, I'm with you.
He's every... I mean, you can't have all the roles.
I'm with you.
Save some for the rest of us.
Yeah. This is the way, Jerry. This
Pascal, you better come correct on this Last of Us show. God damn it. I wanted the knight, the one-armed guy from Game of Thrones. Yeah. Because that's what everybody...
Jamie was Lannister. I can't think of his real name right now. I thought he would have been great.
He would have been Joel.
The Kingslayer, boy. Yep.
The Kingslayer.
He had sex with his sister too. Another one.
He actually died with her too.
Yeah.
Is it my turn?
That was a terrible fucking. I don't even want to go down that route.
Did you see yesterday they released a brand new trailer for season 8 of Game of Thrones? HBO did just yesterday. They're like, you know what? Let's. You know, it's 2021.
Get Snyder the shit
up. The Kingslayer cut.
They're like, you know what? The fucking sun's coming through the clouds of 2020.
We can get paid again?
Let's fucking ruin their day by reminding them how shitty this
Try watching it again.
The Tyrion Lannister cut. God. Ugh. No, by the way, Release the Zemo dances.
Oh my God. They did. They did today. It was awesome.
They did.
Oh Lord.
They're like, the footage exists.
We'll get into that. God damn. I love this show. All right, Matt. Go
do you
ahead.
Really?
I do, man.
I've only watched episode one.
I've watched half of episode one.
So, but I'm the only reason
I don't like Falcon.
I
just don't like
Falcon. He's awesome. He's awesome.
You will grow to love him in this series.
I just have decided it's only six episodes, right?
Yeah.
So I'm just going to fucking binge. I'm going to binge the whole thing.
But before Matt gets started, my sister just commented, I say in 2021, can we stop the small talk at work on Monday morning? Yes, Karen, I did have a good weekend. Amen.
Janet, I want to follow up on that and say, like, it's like on Friday, the last thing on Friday is like, oh, what are you going to do this weekend? And everybody sits there and bullshits on Friday afternoon about what they're going to do this weekend. And then first thing Monday morning,
ooh, what'd you do
this weekend? Same motherfucker. Stop the bullshit. No Friday talk, no Monday talk. Talk to me Tuesday through Thursday.
Wait, are you in the office again?
No. And that's one of the reasons why I don't want to go there. I don't care what you did this weekend. Don't ask.
It doesn't matter.
I got drunk on Friday. I was hungover on Saturday and I rolled out of bed on Sunday. That's the story.
Word.
Matthew, what is your, it's 2021.
I had to write this one down too. It's 2021. Can we finally admit that Michael Rappaport is not cool?
Yo, you are the worst Michael Rappaport. We never want you on this show.
You're not
You're
cool.
You're hearing me You're not flat cool. out. I never want you on him. The show.
No reply.
Yeah.
On some personal shit.
Yeah. I remember you telling me that your family had beef with him.
It's Brownsville beef.
Yeah.
But yeah, I reached out, no reply. And then I see this KG shit.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
And the shit with Portnoy and Barstool.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
He's suing him for fucking saying he had herpes.
Defamation
and shit.
Of character.
But that's all he does every fucking day. Yeah. That's how he makes money.
That's like Charlemagne the God trying to sue somebody. That's what you do all day, every fucking day.
Go look at the deposition tapes that Barstool's putting out from the Rappaport sue. Like, they got like some fucking ambulance. He got like some ambulance chasing
public defender.
Jackie Gleason motherfucker.
Jackie Childs.
Jackie Styles.
Leave Jackie Gleason alone.
Who told you to put the problem on?
And it's just like, dude, Portnoy fucking destroys him in this. The other guy that he sued that works for Barstool basically in his deposition tape said the phrase, love is temporary, herpes lasts forever. In the deposition tape. Funniest shit ever. Watch it. Yeah, fuck Rappaport, man.
Yeah, I like that. I like hearing that.
Because you know I used to be a Rappaport guy.
Yeah.
Fuck
you actually went to bat for him when I told him.
And here's the thing.
It's very easy to
go on your text messages and delete your own text. Yeah. And delete their text,
you
too.
You can make that shit whatever you want.
You can make it look like whatever. So moving forward, if you're going to tell someone to go fuck themselves, try to do that shit on Snap.
You see that Flagrant
2
I sent you? Did you watch that Flagrant 2?
Uh-uh.
Well, they were talking about Rappaport and they showed every text.
Oh, yes. Exactly.
I mean, bro, listen, let me say one more thing. I get it, dude.
KG went in his ass.
Rappaport has been doing it for a long time.
Yeah, he's a hater.
He's been a B or C list guy for a really long time.
No, he was in True Romance.
Yeah.
He thinks he's A.
Hey, Clarence.
He thinks he's A.
No, but he's not. But he's got some longevity in the business. He's been around for a long time.
That don't mean shit. He white.
Okay, I get it. Hold on.
Wait, am I wrong?
Let me get to my point. He's been around for a long time. He's been in some good movies. He's been, you know, Atypical's good on Netflix. I mean, he does
Atypical's
some
good.
Stuff.
Yeah.
He should be fucking happy that Kevin Durant's even talking to him.
Period. There you go. True
period.
That. True that. And then to put him on blast like that.
Yeah, KD fucked him up.
Yeah. called him a cocksucker.
Like a cocksucker.
Yo, that's the worst thing you can call me. You want to find out if I got any gas left in the tank, call me a cocksucker. You know what I mean?
Word, that's your trigger? That's your trigger. All right. Yeah.
Damn, man, that is a
mine
good one.
Mine starts with an N.
That is a good one.
Well, I'm just saying, you know.
Damn, that's good. That's hard to follow up. Shit, I might need to sit up straight.
I mean, we could hate on Rappaport for the rest of the episode if you want.
I think we did. Last thing I need to do is get sued. So this motherfucker will be, defamation of character. Here's what these guys all said.
Bruh.
You know we made it, though. We're getting sued by Michael Rappaport.
You didn't answer Then the KD shit, I know everything I need to know.
Yep. There it Salud. Is.
There Mark it is. Ass Buster.
Love is temporary. Herpes is forever.
The Jesus family, we got you, bro.
All right. Mine, it's 2021. Can we stop saying I'm living the dream? I think it's been enough now.
Who the fuck still says that, though?
That still happens, especially in a corporate. That? Well, you know, yes. Him and I work in a corporate world.
I fucking hate it.
There's always one guy.
On a Zoom call or somebody calls you. Hey, man, what's going on? Just living the dream.
Do you even know what that means right now? He's so conditioned to say it.
Exactly.
Yes. No, it's the way they say, I hate my job. Yep. Tell me you hate your job without saying you hate your job. Living the dream.
Yep. Yep. I'm over it. I mean, I used to say it myself. I mean, it was popular after
I've checked out already.
You used to say it.
Yeah. Will Ferrell said it in old school a long time ago. And that's when it, you know, it kind of picked up. And then after a while, it's like, oh, God, fuck this. This is not a dream.
Living the dream.
So
can we cancel culture?
I would love to.
Please. I'm over that shit.
I'm over that shit too.
You can't just like wipe somebody's whole shit out. Like Pepe Le Pew. That shit was hilarious when I was growing up.
Let's bring back apologies. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like what did that happen to, you know, God?
Louis C.K.?
God forgives me, you know, when I apologize for doing shit. Why can't everybody else? You know,
got it.
Let's bring back apologies in 2021.
Judge my ass, bitches.
Because here's the thing: if we all make it with a, you know, whether this podcast or our own individual projects, whatever it is, we're gonna have to hire some social media person to go back in because, God forbid, we were just drinking one night, said some bullshit 15 years ago, and all of a sudden we get James Gunned.
Right.
And, you know, then hopefully Disney brings us back, which they did.
I don't give a fuck.
Only after losing out to DC for a minute.
Right.
Also, big up to Suicide Squad, too. That's going to be really good.
But isn't it like a redo?
Yeah. It's,
right? It's like part one, it happened,
but we don't care.
Yeah.
I would say the one good thing about that, like social media and like text mess, I hate communicating with people. So I really don't have anything to worry about.
No, he's straight up on the phone. He's on the phone or FaceTime.
I am not a communicator.
So any final thoughts, anything like that? Again, I want to thank each and every one of you, all of our fans out there watching, listening. We are getting ready to hit season 4, year 3. It's such a fun journey. We got more interviews coming your way, more giveaways, all kinds of fun shit. Again, big shout out to sunstashes.com for these very, very cool shades. Great for if you just need a quick Comic-Con thing or for any kind of theme night. Be sure to go on their website, and obviously fantastic for kids' parties. So that's, you know, I don't want to say it's my shout out, but just wanted to put that out there. But you guys, any shout outs, fans, anything like that? And Jerry, please tell them about the trivia.
Oh, yeah. Come see my trivia. I'm at Odin Brewing Tuesdays at 7, and then Stumble Stillskins on Wednesdays at 7:30, and then Stumble Stillskins again on Friday at 7:30, and then catch me Sunday Fun Day at Speakeasy Tavern at 7:30. My thing is my favorite TV show of 2020 didn't make the list, but Solar Opposites.
Good show.
Solar Opposites is great. If you like Rick and Morty, it's basically Rick and Morty.
It's the same show.
It's like it's a focus on another family, and that family is a group of aliens, but it's basically the same thing. The credits look the same. Like,
recycled. No.
If you like Rick and Morty, you'll love Solar Opposites. Check it out.
The Wall?
Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah.
That needs its own show.
I do not want to ever. That's my. Oh my God, that's the nightmare.
Yeah. Todd Collins.
Taken and put
Todd Collins shrank. Says it's a great fucking show.
Great fucking show. Solar Opposites, season 2.
Yeah.
Season 2. But yes, season 1 was 2020.
Matt, what do you got?
There's got to be a point where the judge is like, all right, never mind. Just.
Yeah, like, I don't need to hear anything.
Yeah. But I do think that it is like somewhat of a historical thing.
Yeah.
People should watch it. Only because if it doesn't go the way it's supposed to go,
it's going to.
It's I pray it does.
There's no way.
I pray it does.
There's no way.
Oh, the judge. He looks like Jerry.
There's no fuck. I mean, I've been here before.
Yeah. Right?
And I've said there's no way it can't. There ain't
Don't
no
say that.
Fucking way.
Don't say that.
None.
At any rate, if it does not go the way it's supposed to go,
relevant.
So it's just, yeah, yes. Like, keep up with current events and shit.
There you go.
That's all I got.
And just like we talked about on the last episode. Fuck Michael Rapport. But on the Judas and the Black Messiah, do your homework. You know, don't just rely on social media. Yeah. Study. Do
no,
all
no,
that
no,
shit.
No, no,
hit us up. We'll have a conversation
don't
with you.
Don't rely on social media.
Rely on us.
At right. all. Do your homework. Yeah. Period.
There you go.
Don't get any news from we be any knowing social shit. Media.
Yeah. We smart.
Just catch up with your smart-ical. Family and that's it.
Same.
At WC Sports Pod, the water cooler, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, like, follow, subscribe. My boy Luke and I, every Tuesday, we're bringing the heat. We've been doing a lot of interviews lately. We had a sports agent, Sam Tiger, on a couple weeks ago. We had Cam Rogers, who's the golf personality from the Believe Podcast Network, on there.
You play golf, don't you?
I try. I'm terrible.
But you have clubs and shit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I play. But check us out at WC Sports Pod. And also presented by betonline.ag.
That's right.
You always forget to end the show with that.
I do. And I do. A big thank you to Believe Podcast Network for taking a chance with this. Very fun. Still learning shit every single day. Pop culture podcast here. So big shout out to Believe Podcast Network. Of course, Katie Simmons, the best realtor broker in the North Carolina area. You can reach her at Katie. She's great. She's the shit. Katie.Simmons@AllenTate.com. You know, big thanks to a lot of our older sponsors too that helped us get started. Gate City Growlers. Four Saints. Oh God.
Yeah, we need to go to Ashboro.
Andrew Newman, attorney at law. Again, if you're in trouble in North Carolina,
call him.
Be sure to like hit him up. It's attorneynewman.com. And again, to the fans, our family, our friends, all you guys, I mean, you've been with us since day one. And for those of you that we've met along the way, hung out with, we're going to be at Greensboro Comic Con, I believe, next month. A lot of awesome stuff opening up. And yeah, it's surreal.
Is this the end of season 3?
This is the end of season 3.
Is season 3 over?
Season 3 is over. So wrap. For season 4, we do have some stuff that we've already pre-recorded. We had the interview with Rob
Paulson.
His name is Robert Paulson.
His name is Robert Paulson. He's done a lot of your favorite voices. That's actually going to be broken up into two parts because it's a 2-hour interview. A lot more interviews coming your way, a lot of big things and a lot more swag too. So big shout out to Partial Supply House for our new Zero Dark Nerdy hats. And
we're not talking machismo. We're talking actual
machismo.
We're talking.
Say hello.
When you say machismo, you know you have to do this.
We're talking Zero Dark Nerdy goods.
That's right. That's right. More swag.
We got a lot more swag.
More giveaways. And yeah, we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Peace.
Bye.
Bye.
And anger management?
Fuck anger management.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.